Okay, so George is getting a new t-shirt for this, his latest story. George has told us a few stories over the years. We are coming up on the 19th anniversary of I Love This Town. That's just a couple of months away. And George, I think two or three stories from him over the years. This latest, this is good stuff. George, thanks for getting this in. He says he was driving south on Highway 1 in Manchester. George writes, as I swung around a bend, I see a huge four-point buck bounding down the slope to my left. He leaps off the slope and lands on my hood. Almost $6,000 worth of damage, but he walked away. George wants us to know that George spotted him eating in his yard again the next day and barely had a limp or anything, but George's car had definitely taken the hit. $6,000 damage. So George writes, he took it to Accutech Body Shop in Fort Bragg. And he says the body shop wound up getting kind of hassled by his insurance company. Okay, maybe not kinda. It went on for 3 or 4 weeks, George says. And so in the end, finally, after 6 weeks, he told Accutech, please just go ahead and do the work. And he said he would be good for the balance that the insurance company was saying they wouldn't cover, plus the deductible. His deductible was like $100, and George was, of course, happy to pay that, but waiting on these other hundreds of dollars. Well, he finally gave up and he told Accutech, don't worry about it, I'll cover it. I just need my car back. Fast forward a couple of weeks. George writes, the car is ready. I go to pick it up and I'm totally expecting to pay that hundreds of dollars balance. But Carrie at Accutech tells me I only have to pay the $100 deductible. Seems they didn't feel right charging me those extra hundreds of dollars. I am disabled and I need my car. And George says, this was just so amazing. Excellent customer service, yes, but of the kind you would never see in a big city. I love this town. Yeah, George. I love living in a small town. We all just kind of got to work together to make life the wonderful thing it can be in small communities. George from Elk, thank you so much for your story today. I love this town.